All right, the middle, Bryson Armstrong. On the left, Chandler Burks. Fire away.
Chandler, Big South Champions, just to talk about the emotions of winning that championship and the mindset shifting now to Sanford.
You know, it was a huge win for us, huge step in the right direction for the program. Like Coach Bolanis said, it was one of the goals that we set out to do from the very beginning, from the first meeting that we had with everyone. So it was awesome to see it be accomplished. But, you know, as soon as it happened, and I was kind of already thinking about, you know, this Saturday and looking forward to the next one, because we had the opportunity to do something we've never done before, which is play beyond our regular season. So we're looking forward to the challenge and we're excited about it.
When you came here, did you expect the championship may come within the 4 years you're here?
I don't really know what I expected. I just knew that Coach Bohannon and the staff laid out a great vision, and they laid everything out for us. And I knew that if myself and everybody else that came along bought into the vision and the process of what it takes to get there, we would be sitting pretty along that way. And there was never really a timetable that I had, but I'm very happy and proud to be a part of it.
You were named Offensive Player of the Year in the Big South. Can you comment a little on that and maybe talk about some of the other people that were responsible for helping you get that?
Most definitely. I can't even take any recognition for it. All the recognition is for my teammates and my Lord and Savior. Without him, you know, I wouldn't have the opportunity to play this game. And like it was alluded to earlier, you know, the starting five linemen, being on first team and second team all conference, and when you have that kind of resume up in front of you, a lot of things are going to happen. A lot of good things will happen. And, you know, that's credit to Coach Chestnut and Coach Cook, doing a great job with those guys. To play this that position within this offense is a demon in itself, and they do a great job every week accepting challenges and creating the movement and creating plays for us. And, you know, with my running backs, my slots, you know, Jake McKenzie, Bronson, Sam, fullback, and my receivers doing a heck of a job as well, making plays out there. You know, it's all a credit to them and my teammates. I can't take any recognition for it.
How happy were you? Brandon referred to it a little bit ago. This bit of a celebration when they announced that, A, you get to host a game, but then, B, it's Sanford, the one game that kind of got away from you guys earlier in the year.
Yeah, we're really excited about the opportunity. We're all, you know, me and Taylor were kind of sitting beside each other, and we're kind of looking to see who's going to be on top, you know, whoever we played. Or we're going to be on top hosting, we're going to be below traveling. And when we saw that we're on top, we were excited about that. And then being able to see Sanford go up under is awesome for us, because it's another opportunity to play against a really good football team. And we're looking forward to that challenge.
How much do you guys watch the tape from the first game and go back to that, or is that a totally different Kennesaw State team that you guys even see from where you are now?
So for me, on Mondays, I always watch previous years and previous games that we played, if we played that opponent. So I kind of get that out of the way, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. And then we, you know, learn from it, see what they did well, see what we did well, see what we did wrong, and learn from it and move on, and try to ensure that you don't make those mistakes on Saturday.
Bryson, congrats on a terrific year, obviously. Can you talk a little bit about the awards that you've gotten, for one, the Defensive Player of the Week, and, of course, the Freshman of the Year, and then maybe a little bit about some of the guys, older guys, that are on this team and how they've helped you along?
Yes, sir. I mean, no, it's a really nice feeling hearing the awards I won, but like Chandler said, you know, really all credit goes to the coaches and my teammates, and then, you know, seeing the older guys on the list that, you know, maybe this might be their last year, the seniors and stuff, that's incredible for them. All the stuff that they've done, you know, these past few years is great, but it was a nice feeling. I can honestly say that I have the best teammates and the best coaches.
Bryson, when you chose Kennesaw State, what did you know about this defense, and how has it been so dominant all season long?
You know, going to games, when I was a recruit, I probably went to all the home games first year. And I loved it by the way, but I didn't know much about the defense. I knew you know, they were good. They had some good players, but I just love being a part of this defense and being able to be coached by Coach Newberry. It's awesome, and I'm looking forward to the future. Hopefully we can get better.
How much did it help you to play with Taylor, who of course you played with in high school, and then guys like Anthony Gore, guys like Izzy Sam?
Right. Those are all great guys. Taylor, it's awesome. You know, we played, a couple years in high school, and being able to play in college is just even better. I know Taylor's a guy, we're really good friends, and, I trust him. He's behind me. It makes me feel comfortable, and guys like Anthony Gore, Izzy Sam, great leaders. It makes it, me a young freshman, it makes my job a lot easier. Being able to play next to those awesome players.
Defensively, you fly around and you're always around the football. Is that a credit to the scheme, or are they putting you in place specifically to disrupt things on the offense?
Well, we as a defense, Coach Newberry always says to play fast, and of course we have things called loafs where you don't give maximum effort on a play. It's called a loaf, so I try to limit those as much as possible. That's why I always try to be around the ball. But I mean, all of our guys play with great effort and are always trying to be around the ball at all times. And in high school it was a little different playing both ways, because there was times where I was probably gassed on defense and offense, probably wasn't running the ball, but being able to play defense here and feeling fast and not too winded, it makes it maybe a little bit easier to get to the ball.
Chandler, when you guys faced Samford the first time, what did they do defensively that was really difficult for you guys?
Well, they're very fast, they're very physical, they're very experienced against our offense. That's a credit to the coaching staff. And they got a heck of ball players on that side. Their two DNs, like Coach talked about, are really good, probably better in FCS. They have a really good corner. He goes to safety when they play our offense, and he does a really good job as well. And they're very fundamentally sound, like I said, because they've seen and they're very familiar with our offense. So the key to winning on Saturday is going to come down to the team that has the fewest mistakes and executes.
Chandler, you were recognized academically as well as on the field. Talk about the challenges of being the starting quarterback of a top 20 team going into the playoffs and still having the academic aspect as well.
I've always taken a lot of pride in my academics, and I've always taken the name student athlete to heart. I'm a student before I am an athlete, and the coaching staff does a really good job, and our academic team does a really great job of setting us up for success with study hall hours. Fortunately, I don't have to do those. That's where it's under scope, because I've kind of done my time and I've done well in the classroom. But we have a great support team behind us that helps everybody. If you need anything, if you need a tutor and whatever, even the college that I'm in under WellStar in the sports management program, there's a great support staff there as well. It's fun, and it offers a new challenge within itself, but you kind of not get caught up in those things and just go about yourself and go about the day-to-day operations as you normally would.
With you guys both being from the local area and the core area that the university is trying to draw from, as you guys have gone on this year, how many more local players, be former teammates, friends, or guys from other programs that you're familiar with, how many of them have hit you up going, hey, what's KSU all about? How's your success this year going to help with recruiting, especially in the local areas?
For me, I don't really get hit up in the fact of, what is KSU and what that's kind of going on. And the fact that a lot of people are recognizing what we're doing here, and that's because of you guys and social media and everybody kind of catching on wind with what we're doing around here, and like Coach Boyne said, with winning, that kind of helps that effort. So, you know, I get hit up from, you know, former players and past teammates, you know, congratulating me and the team and whatnot. But like Coach Boyne said, winning and the product that we're able to have to sell to players, you know, is going to help in the long run with recruiting.
You guys talk a little about how the buzz on campus has grown as this streak has continued, and now you've won the conference championship.
Go ahead.
No, you got it.
It's pretty fun. For me, I don't get on campus a whole lot. I'm kind of in the latter part of my degree, so I get to kind of have the luxury of not going on campus as much. But when I do, you know, you if you're wearing a football sweater or sweatshirt or anything like that, you know, or you're rocking a number, they're all about it. You know, they know about it. They kind of know your name a little bit as well. And that's kind of just the evolution that you saw from coming in the very beginning. I kind of talk about with guys that, you know, the recruits are kind of spoiled nowadays. When I came in, there was one jersey. It was not the jersey that we wear now. It was a jersey that had 15 on it, and there was no, like, crossover between the two jerseys at all. And then they would take a picture, like, hey, man, can I take a picture? And you're like, oh, yeah, take it off and you take a picture. Now they have four different jerseys to try on. They have helmets. They have, you know, gloves. They see all these type of things. You kind of – so it's just the evolution of recruiting and everything that's kind of caught wind, and it's caught wind on the university as well, and it's awesome to be a part of.
Bryson, a lot of the notoriety around this turnover plank. This defense was flying around before that ever became a thing. Has that really become something that has been sought after? Do y'all talk about it? Is it something that you just see?
The turnover plank. It definitely I feel like maybe motivates some of the players, you know, to force a turnover or whatnot, but yeah, he's been getting a lot of publicity lately. I think it really motivates players. I don't even know who takes care of Plank. I kind of see him in the locker room every now and then, but he's a good guy. Actually, after the game, I had him here, and I went back to the locker room. And everyone was gone. It was so late, and I had Plank, and I was like, "What do you? I don't even know what to do with him. Who takes him home?" So I kind of just stuffed him in the locker room. So I didn't know if I was gonna get in trouble for that, I think Plank is nothing but good for this team.
Has that kind of helped galvanize you guys that much more? You're already playing well as a unit, but has the whole Plank thing and all the notoriety it's gotten, has it kind of helped galvanize you guys as a defense a little bit more?
Right, I mean, I think it does. You know, last game they'd come to the sidelines if we got a turnover, and they'd hold it up to the fans. So not only does it, you know, lift up our team, but you can definitely feel it in the stands. You know, I feel like everyone loves playing. I actually was walking today, and I saw a truck that had like the same 2x4 whatever with Plank on it, like, and just sticking up in the back of the truck. So, like, I've seen Plank everywhere.
Is that not the craziest thing, though? Like, is that, you think back on the season, you think about Plank, and you think about how it's taken off. Is at any point do you go, what the heck is going on with this thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it all started with Tanner Jones. He found it on spring break a couple of years. So, the first time I saw Plank was, I think, the sidelines of Gardner Webb, and I didn't even know if it was supposed to be the turnover Plank then. I don't know when, you know, was the time someone came to the sidelines and received Plank. I don't know if it was meant to be the turnover Plank all along, but he's definitely got the name for himself now as turnover Plank.
Who is it that dresses the Plank when they all walk? Is there a committee of people?
I think it's the receiver group. This past Al Walk, I saw Xavier Harper bring him in, and he was all dressed up with a crown and had glasses and a new fit on. So I'm not sure how it all goes, but I'm assuming that it came from the wide receiver group.
And those things just express how much fun this team is, and we're fortunate enough to be around you guys a good bit. This has been a good season, but the locker room seems like it's still having fun, and there's a lot of good chemistry there. Just talk about that.
Well, I think it kind of trickles down from our head coach. You know, every single time we get a W, he comes in our locker room, and whether it was good, bad, or ugly, he comes in there and, you know, starts jumping around, and you start pointing at him, he'll start trying to dance and break it down a little bit, show his moves, and whether those are good, bad, or ugly, you know, we get excited about that, and we, you know, have a great time, and, you know, that trickles down from, you know, the head to our coaching staff, position coaches, and everybody just having a great time. But, you know, when you're winning, it's fun, and it's hard not to, you know, have fun, that have build that chemistry, so.
Chandler, sometimes when a younger program and one that maybe hasn't had any playoff experience makes it, there's that tendency to be thankful you got there. How much does it fall on you guys as the leaders of the team to kind of keep them focused on business as usual? There's still a lot of football to be played.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, that's kind of been the communication from my position coach, Coach Worley, to, you know, let the guys know that in his previous experiences that they were comfortable and satisfied with just winning their conference in his year, and then they went up to Montana State and got their eyes beat out, and he wants to make sure that we're not having that same comfortability and that same share that same experience with him. So, you know, it starts with the leadership group and you know, on the defensive side and offensive side, and you know, I think everybody understands and where we are as a football team and as a program, and where we need to go and where we can go. And you know, we won the conference championship. That's grand. That's great and all. But you know, we have an opponent. We got a lot more ball left to play. And like Coach Bo said, if you want to critique and look at film next week, you got to win this one. And what a great challenge and opportunity it's going to be.
Got a two-part question for you. Had our first on-field celebration this past week. How was that, just be a part of that? And then beyond that, for each of you, what's your message to the student body this week to get them in the stands?
I thought it was awesome when the crowd was just came out of the stands. That was awesome to be a part of, something that's never been done. And what an awesome experience that they would be able to be a part of. And, you know, they actually were, that was probably the loudest the bank has ever been. And I mean, on third down, it was crazy. There's times when we went out there, they got a turnover, planks being held up, and everybody's going crazy. And I'm having to, me and Jake are sitting there throwing our hands up, and I'm like, hey guys, come on, we still got a lot of ball left to play. We need to quiet down a little bit. And, you know, it was an awesome experience. It was awesome being a part of. And as for the students, I mean, like I said, having the bank that loud, you can see what kind of advantage you have playing at home and then causing penalties, even where the quarterback is kind of getting rowdy. He's looking at the defense. He's in the, you saw a delayed game. You saw the ball being snapped and him being technically his knee on the ground during the game because it's so loud in there, which is, that creates, again, that competitive advantage that you need playing at home. And, you know, that's kind of our outcry to the students and the fan base, that we need to pack the bank, and we're going to need them to have that competitive advantage again.
It's Thanksgiving. Just your favorite Thanksgiving dish that you may or may not be able to partake in, since you got a football game Saturday.
I will partake in this because it is my favorite. Like I was telling John yesterday, I'm going to have to take portions. You know, and something I'm going to have to communicate to our guys. We're going to need to focus on the portions that we eat, because usually you like to be stuffed. And but sweet potato souffle, my mom puts her foot in it, and that thing is good. It is so dang good, and I can't wait to have it. Oh my goodness, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I'm having a few guys come with me too, so I'm excited for them to try this.
Chandler, can you talk a little bit about how valuable and what a significant player Jake McKenzie has been for you guys this year? I mean, he's really, he didn't get the all-conference nod, but this is a guy that's just really stepped into a new realm.
So he was able to make second team conference, all conference for us. And, you know, that's a credit to his hard work and everything that he's done for this program. You know, as most people know, he made the transition from quarterback to fullback, and he's embraced it, and he's loving it. He's enjoying it, and he's doing a great job with it. He's bringing along Bronson and Sam with him and all the younger guys that are up under him. And, you know, he's one of my best friends, and we hang out all the time, and, you know, building that chemistry. And, he'll also tell you that, you know, without the front line, he wouldn't be able to get anything going. And he understands that, and that's also a credit to our offensive line and being able to have the success behind them is where it really trickles down from. So having Jake back there, you know, creates the comfortability of knowing he's always going to – he has a knack of finding the ball, a knack of creating yards, and have the comfortability of knowing he's going to create plays for us and make those big plays in big situations. And, you know, I wouldn't want him to be anywhere else.
Anything else? All right, thanks, guys.